Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
God bless each and every one of you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm telling you right now, if we don't do anything, my God, today, or we have not done anything today, one thing that we should be doing, we shall be rejoicing and be glad in it. Amen. We just give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who the head of our life, and we just thank the Lord so much, and we just bless his holy name, because his name, my God Almighty, is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Listen, saints of God, you know, it's just been a blessed time within the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I send a shout out to my wife. Thank God for her and our families and friends, my God, internationally, South Africa. We thank God for you all and all our families internationally. We thank God for you all in United Kingdom and all of you all. We thank God that you, my God, for each and every one of you, and that you, my God, believing and trusting with us for we could be your social media church family. It is an honor. It is a blessing, and we do not take it lightly. Amen. We don't take it lightly at all. So we just thank God for what he is doing within that. Amen. And right here in our United States of America, it's a blessing with our families and friends right here. And we just thank God for each and every one of you that believe in God within us. Amen. We just one family. We just one family. My God, the kingdom is not divided. The kingdom just have one family. And we just one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. And we all just going to sit around and just believe into the things of God. Amen. And we just going to believe into the things of God and what God is doing. Amen. I'm telling you right now, we geared up. We got our very own Mother Helen, my God, waiting, my God, to break the bread, to give us the bread of life. And you already know she's going to come, my God, and just break us off and just thank God, my God, for the wisdom and different things that she shared, my God, so we keep going. And we're just going to give God the honor and keep on having a great time in the Lord. Listen, families, we will be in, my God, Florida this Friday. Amen. We'll be in Florida, but I got a trick for you. Some of you, some can come, some not able to come, but it's not, but you would not be missed out. One of the things, we're going to make sure we try to get it on our Facebook page for we can begin to record. If not, we'll be right back on the broadcast, and we're going to, my God, add a service for each and every one of you could tune in and hear the word of God and hear the move of God. Amen. I truly believe that the Spirit of the Lord is going to meet, my God, us there, going to be already there, and it's already pre-thought for what God is going to do. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't want to hold too much time on up, because we got our very own mother, amen, that I know many of you ready to hear. We probably heard from her last week, but we're going to get ready to hear from her this week. But before she comes, we're going to allow that pioneer mother, my God, go ahead and lay the way, the way out for us with prayer. Mother Jackson, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, too. First of all, I have to give Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Apostle Temple. And I give honor to our First Lady of the House, ADM, Letitia Spencer, and to Mother Heller, and to each and everyone that's tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, God, for keeping us out all day long without any hurt or harm or danger come upon us, God.
Jesus.
We thank you how you're shielding us and protecting us, Lord.
Lord,
we don't take it for granted, God. We thank you for your peace in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your love, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord of Oshé, God, fill our heart with love of Oshé, God, regardless of what the circumstances, dear God. Let us continue to love like never before, God. I ask you today, God, to continue to order our footsteps, Lord, most send that. Order them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, God, creating us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let our fire burn like never before, God. Turn it up, Lord, most send it high like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Oh, God, we thank you for your fire. God, we realize, God, that the most shade your fire comes to burn out everything. Ain't like you, Lord. It is secret, the most shade, God. Oh, God, let us realize, God, that you're God all by yourself. Yes, you are, Lord. We praise you in the holy name, God. Teach us to walk holy, Lord, to talk holy, Lord, by saying that, and love like you love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us realize that would draw us in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, God. Thank you, Honorable Shay, God. We ask that you touch my eyes today, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Honorable Shay, God. Oh, touch the heart of men and women, God. Turn it, God, by saying that. Oh, God, where it's cold, that God, Honorable Shay, God, begin to concentrate on the heart, God, and let the heart of Colonel Boshe love just like you was in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to lay before you, God, to cry out like never before, huh? Like it's our last day on this earth, God. Let us realize, God, that we really need you, Colonel Boshe, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick doctor today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We call them healed in the mighty name of Jesus, Colonel Boshe, that your word says we are healed by your stripes, Colonel Boshe, that. So we thank you, Lord. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, today let your word come to the most shake out mighty heart like never before, God. And let us get in position, God, to open our hearts, God, about shutting that, to receive your word, God, branding on our heart like never before, God. Even when we speak, God, about something, God, let us speak on your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up every man that to the most shake of God. God, and every woman does of God. We pray, God, today, oh, give them traveling mercy to and both, God. Strengthen them like never before, how do I say that? And let them continue to cry out with their mouth and clay, God. Yeah, because your word, God, the most shake, God. Let them cry out like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Your truth, God. Only your truth, how the most shake, that rolls out of their lips of clay today, God. So we thank you, Lord. These things we ask you, Lord, don't send that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Have your way.
Amen, amen. God, we bless your name, and we just thank you, God, that you are having your way within our life. You're having your way within us, God. We thank you, God, for what you are doing and how you are taking care of us. Amen. We just bless your holy name because it is worthy to be prayed. Many of you right now, I dare you to go ahead and take a few minutes out. My God, you've been busy. You've been at work. You've been doing a lot of things. I dare you to just take a little time out. And just go ahead and give God a praise. And go ahead and thank him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where you'll be. Amen. You're going to give him thanks because you don't know what God is up to. You don't know how much your life is going to be blessed. You don't know what things are going to rain into your life. All he wants you to do is praise his name. All he wants you to do is magnify him. I'm telling you, he isn't too good. You're going to see it flowing in. You're going to see it rain in. You're going to see God's going to be your provider. He's going to be your way maker. You're going to see every prophecy going to come to pass. Everything that God promised you going to come to pass. Everything that God said, it will come to pass. So you might as well go ahead and thank him and bless his holy name because he is worthy to me, but somebody just thank him, bless him, glorify him, and magnify his holy name. It is so.
Hallelujah.
So.
Hallelujah.
God, we praise you. Yes, God, say, man. our spirit, our
yes,
and we just give you the glory and we magnify your holy name. My God, I'm out of somebody just thank him. Somebody just thank him. Somebody thank him. They say all he wants is your worship. All he wants is your praise. All he wants, my God, I'm out of all he wants is your thank you. That's all he wants. Amen. That's all he wants is your thank you. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and lead me to quiet pools of fresh water. Mm-hmm. He gives me new strength. He guides me in right paths as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid. Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet, some versions say by table, for me, where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all of my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live. What does all of this mean? You are blessed when you have worked up a good appetite for God. He's food, drink, and the best meal you ever could eat. He's faith, he's grace. You knowing that you are protected even in your lowest hour, when you don't may not know where the next dime is coming from or the next meal, you are protected because he said he's your shepherd. This is the assurance of support and hope when the danger comes. It's an advanced abundance of flowing to you and to others. This tells you in this scripture that God is love, and not just in words. He always will be there for you and for an eternity. It can speak about leadership and guidance if you follow God's will, and it gives you a higher purpose in life. So when we look at this, we know that he is our shepherd. And he said we will want for no good thing if you stay in the will of God, if you are the righteousness of God, if you feed on his word and pray daily, keep the faith, don't throw the towel in. Give up, but don't give up. You may be cast down, but you're not cast away. Because he is your shepherd. He gives you new strength day by day. His rod and his staff protects you when you go through those lonely times, when you feel like you're friendless, when you're wanted by people, places, or things. You know, I heard apostles talking about he always kept his eyes on God in spite of what he was going through. But he was discouraged by people. People are flesh and blood. Everybody's not in the righteousness of God. Even some of those who are, they can and they will disappoint you, but you can't throw in a towel. You got to know that his goodness and his love, he said, will be with you the rest of your life when you're in his will. So when you mull over this, the Lord is my shepherd, think that it means you are blessed. You are kept under his care. You under the wings of the Almighty. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Whatever the enemy meant it for evil, God will turn it and make it good. He will prepare that table in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint your head with oil. That means love and gladness. All of the good things that come along with being in the will of God. So let's keep the faith. Keep your prayer life alive. Stay in your word. And just know that the Lord is your shepherd. I hope that the short message has encouraged some of you to really just think on this. Take your Bible and read the 23rd Psalm and get your own revelation that all of the blessings, being a leader, everything that you want to be is in the word. Read it with an understanding. And just before I leave, you know I always drop a nugget on you. What's done is done. What's gone is gone. Who's gone is gone. One of life's lessons is always keep moving on. God bless you, and I love you, and back in the hands of Apostle Temple.
Amen, amen. Amen.
All you can say is amen, amen. I'm not going to sound. I'm not going to touch it because that don't need it. That don't.
lifestyle need to be messed with. We need to go to sleep. A lot of us need to go to sleep with them words in our minds. So at that point, at this point, we're going to say God bless you. Good night. We'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. God bless all of you.